Hi, this is Sandra Brown with the Institute for Relational Harm Reduction and Public Pathology Education. Thank you for joining us today on our Reality Check audio update. This week in the newsletter, I think the information is foundational. One of the most important things that the Institute is teaching, and that is about chronic personality problems within problem relationships. One of the challenges that we are facing right now within the time and place we are in understanding pathology, personality disorders, and other types of dangerous and lethal relationships is that the new information on neuroscience is changing how we think, view, and now have to approach this issue about chronic personality problems in problem relationships. This week's newsletter is highlighting those challenges that we are facing right now in the field of neuroscience as we are beginning to understand how the brain differences in pathology differentiates these people from other types of problem relationships or even other types of abusers within relationships. I think you're going to find this week's newsletter fascinating and also eye-opening as we look at the differences between the brain as an organ that can be neurologically disordered and the mind as a structure and process that can be emotionally disordered. I think this information is what's going to lead us into better public pathology education, not only now, but in the future. This is the direction the Institute is taking. We have never been more excited about the new information that is helping us understand pathology in a new light. I'm really excited about this information and hope that you are too. And after reading this week's newsletter, drop us a line at saferelationships@yahoo.com and let us know what you think about the new emerging neuroscience and how it's changing how we view pathology. Thank you for joining me this week. This has been Sandra Brown with the Institute for Relational Harm Reduction.